A photo finish between the Brewers and the Cardinals. We pick it up bottom two, tied at two.
2-2 tie, and Martinez ready the pitch. Sogard knocks one on a line in the right. They're going to try to score VR. He's going to score, and on the throw home, Sogard moves to second, and the Brewers have the lead at 3-2. And the pitch to him, this one hit in the air to right, deep, way back, get up, get out of here, gone for Santana. And the Brewers have the lead, and we've got a winner. And the pitch, VR to left and deep, way back, get up, get out of here, gone for VR. He just hit one out of here the other way. Swarzak coming back. Here it is. Pham drives one to right center and deep trouble. This is going to get out of here. And the Cardinals are right back in this one on a two-run home run. Here it is. Swinging and a fly ball in the center. Back, warning track, leaping, and he got it! Tion Broxton just brought one back in the ballpark!
Brewers hang on by the slimmest of margins for a 6-5 win. Despite a terrific 2.95 ERA and 8 career starts against St. Louis, Wednesday was only Chase Anderson's first victory against them. A ball that was ticketed for a go-ahead two-run homer by Randall Grichuk instead became the game's final out, courtesy of a home run robin catch by Milwaukee center fielder Tion Broxton. He spoke to the media after preserving Milwaukee's 6-5 win over the Cardinals on Wednesday.
You know, I was thinking about that the entire time. I was thinking there might be a chance here to make a great play for the team. And I'm actually just blessed that I was in a position and able to come through. I just replayed it over my head. Like, there's a ball to the wall. I'm making a play. I'm making a play out here regardless. So, just happy about it.
How difficult is that to get the read on the ball and just time your jump at the right time there to make the catch?
That's just something we work on in spring training, wall balls. And that's just a play that everyone wants to make. And come up in a big situation like that, it's awesome.
Tough loss last night. To come back here, have that kind of finish, even the series here up, what does it mean to this team?
Oh, it's huge, man. We're just coming out battling every day, doing the best that we can, and trying to make the fans happy.
Chase Anderson pitched well against the Cardinals yet again, and Tion Broxton saved the day with a home run robin catch in the ninth inning off Randall Grichuk, preserving a 6-5 win for the crew against the Cardinals at Miller Park. Here is Milwaukee skipper Craig Counsell.
Yeah, it worked out pretty good, I think. You know, we it's a crazy game. I mean, these games are all, nail biters for sure, these wins. And Corey's doing a heck of a job in them. And sometimes it takes a great play to win a game. So we got a great play from Broxton. And, it's I'm glad he was in there for sure. Although Hernan says he would have made the play, but I'm glad Brox was in there.
You would take him on his word?
That's a tough play to make anyway, but for him to come in late in a game and you're kind of just getting your bearings, is that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, what he did a good job of his, you know, was high enough for him. He got back to the wall in plenty of time, and he was able to kind of create some timing and some rhythm for the jump. He's gotten a lot better at that in just a year and a half he's been here. He's gotten used to it. I think we saw Carlos Gomez kind of, as he played here for a while, get used to that wall and know that he could make an impact. And Brox is, you know, certainly getting to that point. He's got a couple this year and none bigger than that one.
Craig, that game started with Chase kind of giving you a good foundation in the game and keeping them off the board. What do you think it is?
Well, I thought, you know, really he struggled like the first 10 pitches getting his fastball, you know, where he wanted to. And then after that, I thought he was excellent. He really was. He did a really nice job. He kind of got, you know, he really got on cruise control for a good portion of the game, for five innings, really. And I thought he did a nice job. He got a bunch of quick outs. Got maybe a little tired in the sixth, but he battled through it and got a big out at the end there.
VR had a really good game, both offensively and defensively.
He did. Yeah.
And what's been a tough year for him, it's kind of nice.
Well, no, it was a big, he played he made some very nice defensive plays. You know, Arcia made a big defensive play also coming in the game too. So we played some very good defense today. You know, and Villa had a big game. You know, on base a bunch, and the opposite field home run was, you know, really the difference, and it ended up being the difference. I thought we did a really nice job against Carlos Martinez. I mean, this is one of the, you know, guys that he's been a thorn, obviously, and a good, really good pitcher in our division. And you know, we put pressure on him in a bunch of innings, and that's, we talk about that, and we did a good job of it.
On VR, Craig, on that play at third, did he have a case? You think that Carpenter pushed his arm off the bag?
I mean, he has a case, yes. I think it's rarely will the umpire, when your momentum is still going, if your momentum stopped and you get pushed off the bag, I think that's kind of the line for the umpire. But I haven't seen the tag, but it looks like there was a little extra push at the end.
Boxes catch, you know, let you get away with that inning of terrible base running. Or bad mistakes in judgment, I guess is the better way to put it.
Yeah, we made some mistakes on the bases there, and you know what should have been at least, you know, I don't know if that sets up for a big inning with obviously Chase coming up there, but it sets up to score some runs with, you know, and we ran ourselves out of the inning.
Craig, I know it only counts as one game, but can a play like that have a little carryover effect to a weekend series?
Well, I mean, it has carryover because it gets us the win. I mean, that's, you know, it's more like what it got us. It got us a win. You know, tomorrow's a new day with a new starting pitcher on the mound and a new pitcher for them and a new team. So we got to kind of create that again tomorrow. But it got us a win, and that's bigger than anything.
Craig, the one little historical note from Mike and his crew today is 9 guys in double-digit homers, and we've asked you about this team's power potential. I mean, did you see 9 double-digit homer guys as a possibility?
I think that's a little bit about, you know, I would say it's about our depth and how we've spread out at bats through a lot of guys. If you know, I think the way I saw spreading out at bats, I probably did see double-digit. That being a possibility. I mean, I know it would have been a team record, but I think, like I've been pretty consistent with saying that, you know, we were going to spread out at bats, depth was going to be important, guys were going to play. You know, when a guy like, you know, Aggie, who's got 250 at bats, he needs the at bats to hit the homers. So he got the at bats, you thought he was going to hit the homers.
Craig, a lot was made of playing that runaway team in L.A. last week, but you're playing another runaway team this week, Washington. I mean, this task doesn't get any easier, does it? They're a really good team.
No, this is a real good team. They have, you know, top shelf starting pitching for sure. You know, very challenging guys, tough to score against. You know, and we're gonna have to pitch well. I think it's gonna be tough to play, you know, high run games against a couple of these guys, so we're gonna have to pitch and play defense very well.
The Brewers continue their homestand on Thursday when the Nationals come to town.